It's good to be here today. It's a beautiful, sunshiny day outside. Amen. Glad to be alive. Glad to know the Lord. If you got your Bibles, I want to teach us for a little bit. Open your Bibles to Romans chapter 13. Romans 13, and let's look at verse 11. My title this today, Romans 13 and 11. Are you ready for the Lord to come? Are you ready? When is Jesus coming to get his children and take them out of here to heaven with him? How many knows the time is short? The time is running out. Oh God, Romans 13 and 11. And that knowing the time. What time is it? What time is it? Spiritually speaking. And that knowing the time, that now, N-O-W, now is the high time, right now, to awake out of sleep. For now, right now, is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day, what kind of a day? That eternal day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. You may be seated. The night is far spent. The Bible says that all flesh is as the flower of the grass. Did you know man and woman, flesh and blood, is like the flower of the grass? Yeah. It appears of the morning. It blooms. It blooms. It flourishes through the day. And in the night, it begins to wither and fade away. It's soon cut down, and the place thereof knows it no more. I told Mary, I said, you know, I turned 72 years old in February, and I can say that my God has been so good to me. You know, if you reach the age of 70 and thereby having strength, you can reach to 80. You know that your time here, it ain't going to last forever. If Jesus tarries his coming, I want to be ready. Oh, God. When I leave this world, I want to go into a better place. You ever see such a world in turmoil? A world in trouble? Have you ever seen our generation so ungodly with their minds scattered? It's just exactly like it was in the days of Noah. Jesus himself said about Noah, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the coming of the day of the Son of Man. He's coming. There's a scripture that says, ready or not, Jesus is coming. And he wants to be ready. For in that day of Noah, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving into marriage. Moses wrote in Genesis, that Genesis chapter 6, that generation, the thoughts of their mind and their heart was continually evil. And violence filled the earth. Preacher, old preacher Noah, was a preacher of righteousness. He held the door of that open. The door of that ark was still open. God had it open. And old Noah was a preacher, and he preached yet 7 days. Our time's running out. I don't have a promise of tomorrow. I really don't. My heart could give out. I could go around the curve, the next curve in life's road, and have an accident. I'm caught out of here. I want to be ready. Yet 7 days. Raise your little hand right now. Jesus, I want to be ready. Holy. Children, I feel that the judgment of God is upon this world. Holy Lord, it's going to be poured out. I sure don't want to be left behind, but I want to be ready when Jesus comes. How many can say, Brother Tommy, I want to escape what's coming up on this world and to be with my Lord forever. Hallelujah to God. Oh, Lord, he preached yet 7 days and the blood's going to come. But they took no heed to it. They didn't listen to the man of God. Oh, Lord. And that very last day, listen, there was never no rain upon the earth. It was like a little vapor of mist that watered the earth back then. But, oh, Lord, the Lord said, in other words, Noah, you got every board in place. You got everything according to the dimensions and the measures that I gave unto you. It's all built. It's pitched within and without with pitch, which, oh Noah, the Lord told him, you gotta waterproof it so the water, the flood waters won't come in. And I'm telling you, oh Noah, obey the Lord. How many wants to obey the Lord? I want my work to stand. I want my work to be complete. I want to do what the Lord wants me to do. Listen, I can't escape. Oh, Lord, I cannot be delivered and saved unless I obey the Lord and get ready. How many wants to be ready? I want every board put in place, every peg and every nail. Not telling you, the Lord wants to be pleased with your work. How many knows we have to work out our own personal salvation with fear and trembling? Lord, I don't want to leave a thing out of my life, God, that you tell me that I need to do. I don't know about you, but I want my boat to float. I tell you, when the floods come, hey Lord, and the troubles and the tribulation comes, I want to be able to have the Lord with me inside of the ark. Oh God,
holy Lord,
have your way, Lord.
When God's pleased with your work, he's pleased with your obedience and your service to him, and you love him, and you're obeying him. He told Noah, he says, come thou and thy house into the ark.
That's right.
How many like to have God inside of your heart?
That's right. Yes. Come on, brother. Yes. Come on.
How many like to have him inside of your work?
Come on, brother.
How many wants him in your home? Wants him down in your very soul and your very life. Holy God, holy God. And I tell you, Noah, his wife, their three sons and their wives, eight souls came inside of that ark. Wonder what all the other people were doing. Where were they at? Marrying, giving in marriage, celebrating. Life goes on as usual. The same routine every day, partying and enjoying the pleasures of life.
Right. Come on.
Holy God. You know what God did? He took that big old door. It had to have been a big one for an elephant giraffe to get through.
Right. Yeah.
Big old giraffe comes in. Noah couldn't shut that door. You know, if it'd be a lot of us, if we could, we'd take our loved ones to heaven with us.
That's right.
I can't make my loved ones hurt him. I can't get a hold of him and pull him in.
Come on.
I'd love to. But you see, I saw my need. This is a personal thing. My mommy will not stand before God for me on that judgment day. My daddy, as much as I loved him and he loved me, I had good parents. But they can't stand there on the judgment day for me and get me inside of heaven. Holy Lord.
Yeah.
If we had the power back then, and Noah watching all of those, you know he had neighbors. You know he had friends.
Come on.
He would have held that door open. I tell you, when the Lord gets ready to shut a door, it's shut and no man can open it. And I'm telling you, if the Lord opens the door, he'll hold it open and nobody can close it. Raise your little hand. Oh, praise be to the Lord. Brother George, I want to enter in and I want to stay in. I want to stay with the Lord. That great big infinite hand of God reached down an ark that was 510 feet long. Oh, Lord. I forgot the other measurements. 70-some feet wide, 50-some feet high, I believe. God reached down with that big old hand and said, time shall be no more for the generation, for this generation. For Noah, I have seen righteous in this generation. And he reaches down and he gets that big door and he slams it shut and nobody can get in it. Can you imagine people out there? I'm completely off. This is totally different. This is not my lesson. Oh God, can you imagine the families? I looked up the history. I Googled it. There could have been several million people living in Noah's day, being that they lived 700, 800, 900 and some years, and their children multiplied and their children on down the line. Could have been millions. What do we have in this world today? What do we have upon the earth today? Over 8 billion people, 8 billion souls. Can I ask us in this house, how many knows Jesus? How many of them across our landscape has heard about the Lord? Churches on every hand, preaching going across the airways. Man is without excuse. I'm telling you, if there's ever a time now, it's now to wake up out of our sleep, Lord, for the time is nearer now than it's ever been. I'm telling you, soul of man, your time is running out, and Jesus is calling, and he's reaching. It's time for you to come into that spiritual ark. Raise your hand, Jesus. You are my ark of safety. You are my Lord and my Savior, and I want to be preserved.
Come on,
brother. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Out in the fields, in their homes, all of a sudden it starts getting dark. We're living in a dark age, children.
That's right.
It's spiritually dark outside those doors. You say, Brother Tommy, it's a bright and sunny out there. If you've got any discernment in your spirit and soul at all, you know it's dark.
Right.
Jesus is a coming.
Come on.
The 10 virgins. 5 were wise. 5 were foolish.
Right.
Holy Lord. Right. There was a cry came at midnight. The bride, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And the 5 foolish looked at the 5 wise and said, our oil is run out.
Come on, brother.
Our lamp has went out. How many knows what the oil represents?
Come on.
The Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Wave your hand. I know what the Holy Ghost is.
Come on, brother.
I know what the Spirit of God is. I know when I feel him. I know the blessing of him. I know, oh no, I know what I feel down deep inside. Praise be to the Lord. God gave it to me a long time ago on bending knees. Can I tell you the Holy Ghost will keep you? Can I tell you he'll be your joy? He'll be your strength. He'll be your overcoming power. He'll help you to stay ready.
Yeah.
Woo! Holy Lord. And all of a sudden, it starts getting dark. People out in the fields, they're talking to one another. What was that?
Come on, bro. Bless him, Lord.
You'll go back to hoeing in the garden and everything. Plowing with their mules and everything. And all of a sudden, one man looks over at the other and beside him, and he said, I don't know what's going on. He said, you feel that?
Come on.
He said, something's changed that's I've never seen before, never felt it before.
Right.
What is this? What is it coming?
All of a sudden, another roll of thunder from one end of the heaven to the other. It's getting dark. A streak of lightning across the sky. They're running in fear. I just wonder if any of them looked at the other. Says, well, I just wonder if that message that Noah kept preaching, was there something to it?
Come on.
Come on.
Was there something to that old man's message?
Bless you, Lord.
He said it's going to rain. God's going to destroy the whole earth and all flesh wherein the breath of life is. Oh, God, is this the end? Is this the end? I just wonder. As little raindrops started small at first. Holy Lord, I'm going to tell you, trouble starts small at first. The judgments of God start, and they get stronger and stronger in people's lives. Oh, Lord, and the rain begins to pick up, and the winds begin to pick up. I can hear them running and saying, Mommy, Daddy, what's going on? What's going on? I believe that they might have looked at their children and said, we had our opportunity. There was a man down there in the valley up building a big boat, and he said God was getting ready to destroy the earth with the waters of a great flood. Have we waited too late to get ready? Can you imagine when the waters began to get deeper and deeper? People ran to that old ark. They might have hollered. Did you know it was pitched within and without with pitch? It not only was to waterproof that ark to keep the waters out of it, but it was to soundproof it. Oh, Lord, I don't know about you, but there'll be millions of crying on that day. I wish that I'd obeyed the Lord. I wish that I'd have served God. Can you imagine them running around that ark and said, hey, preacher, Noah, is there any way that you can open the door and let us in the ark? We believe you now. I'm telling you, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. If you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Now is the time to cast off the works of darkness and I put on the armor of light. Raise your left hand. Right now is the time to get ready. Right now is the time to draw near unto the Lord and to get in that ark of safety. I don't know about you. I don't want to be left out. I don't want, when Jesus comes, I mean to be left out.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
I don't want to be left behind.
No.
Holy God, holy God. Did you let me in? Holy, 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 holy. Me and Brother George talks a lot. We text a lot. And I tell him I got saved April the 28th, 1974. Jesus called me. I felt the Spirit of God draw me. He stood at my heart's door and he knocked.
Come on.
Will you let me in? I'm glad I opened the door and Jesus let me in. Children, I don't know about you. Have you got the witness in your soul here today that you're ready?
Come on,
bro.
Do you know that Jesus lives in your heart?
Come on.
Oh, God.
Bless him, Lord.
I just wonder. I think they was on board of that old boat. I didn't look it up recently. I think 375 days, if I counted right. All the waters went down. The Bible says, I think it was like 15 to 20 foot above. It gave it by cubits above the highest mountain. You know, scientists and all these atheists, unbelievers, say what nothing to that. That waters didn't flood the whole earth.
Come on.
They're finding these little water, the skeletons of these little water fish and stuff, high up on the mountain, finding the skeletons of them.
Right. Mercy. Yeah. Come on, bro.
God. It's 15 or 20 foot above. When all the waters went all the way down, it swashed and evaporated.
Glory, glory, glory.
God led old Noah off of the ark. And the first thing he did, he built an altar unto the Lord and sacrificed unto the Lord.
Yes.
I believe it's the three sons helped him.
Yes.
It might have been a lamb, a sheep. We don't know. Build an altar and offered a sacrifice to God. I just wonder if Shem, Ham, and Japheth said, Daddy, there was a lot of times we woke up and you said for us to get our tools and go out there and work. We didn't really want to. But Daddy, I'm glad you obeyed God. Raise your hand in here.
Amen.
Daddy.
Thank you, Lord.
There ain't no life anywhere.
Hallelujah be to God.
Daddy, thank you for obeying God.
That's right.
Holy, 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 holy.
Bless Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The parable of the 10 virgins. Let's spend just a few minutes here. When Jesus, I want you to turn, if you want to turn in your Bible, turn with me. It's good for your eyes to read it, to behold it. Matthew 25 and verse 1. While you're turning, I want to ask you, when Jesus comes to get the righteous and take them out of here, will he find you spiritually asleep and empty with no oil? Matthew 25 and 1. Jesus speaking, listen close. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Who are these 10 virgins? They are the ones who are to make up the bride of Christ. They are the ones who have been saved and have made Jesus their Lord. Listen. They're the ones called saints that have been to Calvary and had their sins washed away by the blood of Jesus on the cross. They are the ones who once was a sinner, but now they're born again believers and have the Spirit of God living down in their heart.
Come on, bro.
They are the ones who believed on the Savior and received him and made him their Lord. Notice verse 2. And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Can I tell everybody in this house? The oil represents the Spirit of the living God.
Amen.
An oil lamp, Brother Ron, it cannot and will not burn without oil.
Right.
There will be no fire. There will be no light to light the way without the oil. It will be darkness in your path without oil for light.
Yes.
People stumble. And they fall in the dark when they cannot see their way. Lost souls of sinners are groping in the darkness without Jesus. Jesus is the light of life. He is the light of the world. He's the light that every one of us need to make it all the way to God's beautiful heaven. Notice verse 4. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. The wise in heart, can I tell you, the wise in heart knows that the time is dark. Darkness represents sin and separation from God. The wise know that Jesus, the bridegroom, is coming. He's coming soon, and they want to be ready. Notice verse 5. While the bridegroom tarried, They all what?
Slumbered
and slept. Now, I don't know. You've heard somebody say, you know, they're in a real dangerous place. They slept with one eye closed and the other open. That's just about the way it was. They were so anxious and anticipating with expectancy the bridegroom, Jesus, to come. I think it was a real light sleep. My Lord. They were listening. How many's ever been in like a twilight zone? You ain't fully asleep and you ain't fully awake, but you're alert. They were listening. How many's listening today for the Lord? Are you listening for Him? Are you sensitive to the spiritual things? How's the spiritual aspect of your own soul? Are you alert? Are you alert? How many's longing for Him? Brother George, I felt that go all over me. Holy, holy, holy. I'm longing for Him. I'm expecting Him. One of these days, all of our troubles are going to be over with. Thank you, Lord. All the problems, all the sickness, all the afflictions, all the trials. Can you say one of these days, Brother Tommy, if I hold true, all of it will be over with, and I shall be with the Lord. No more pain, no more tears, no more sorrow. How many wants to be ready? God, I don't know about you, but I want the oil. How many can say I got oil, Brother Tommy? Sometimes I feel like it's a burning low. I feel like the flame sometimes, and the oil gets low, and the old flame begins to flicker. But I'm telling you, if we ever needed a time to renew in the Lord, it is now. Oh, David, the Lord said, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Can you say, pour it out? Pour it out upon me, Lord, and fill this vessel full of the oil of the Holy Ghost. He's real. I said, this anointing and this power is really real.
Hallelujah, yes. Lord
God.
Glory be to God.
Hey, Lord.
Bless Him, Lord.
Hey, Lord.
Come on.
Bless Him, Lord. How many's free today? Lord, I got my sights on heaven.
And you weigh my
heart. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Come on. Bless Him, Lord.
Children, we are those lamps. We're the vessel that carries that oil.
That's right.
Something was happening. Listen, something was happening to the foolish. Their oil was running low.
That's right.
The spirit in their vessels was running out.
Glory be to God.
The oil represents the fire.
Bless Him, Lord.
And desire. The desire for God is just about gone out in the lives of many, many people.
Right.
Souls are forgetting the Lord.
Yes.
Their vision for heaven isn't bright like it used to be.
Right. Amen.
A prayer life and a desire to read their Bible is dying away in the hearts of many people.
Hallelujah.
Love is waxing cold. Millions are losing the fear of God, forgetting that they'll soon stand before Him at the judgment to be judged of their life. Oh God, have you got the blood of Jesus applied to your heart today? Have you made yourself ready?
Have you waited?
Have you got on your wedding garment?
Bless Him, Lord.
Oh, Lord, if you do, you're ready for heaven. You've been forgiven and justified in the Lord's sight. At midnight, There was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Jesus is here. Woo! He's here. Rise up, ye virgins, and go to meet him. Then all the virgins arose, every one of them. They trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Oh God, how would it feel on that day or that night that Jesus returns to realize you had no oil, no spirit, no Holy Ghost in your heart? I don't know about you, but I want more of him. I want more of him. I want to feel the witness in my soul that I'm ready.
Come on, bro.
Give me the oil, Lord. Give me the oil, Lord. There's no fire without desire. I got to have the oil.
Bless him, Lord.
Oh, God.
Bless him, Jesus.
Listen. To have not have the Spirit, your lamp is gone out and you're left sitting in darkness.
Yes. Amen.
Nobody can help you then. This is a personal salvation. It's up to each individual person to get the oil in their heart.
Glory, glory, glory.
Brother George, Brother Ronnie, Brother Ron, everybody in here, as much as I love you, I've got to get my own oil.
You're right.
Brother George, you have been a blessing ever since I have known you. 5, 6, 7 years. You have been a great blessing talking to you on the phone. Talking about the Lord. But I've got to get my own oil.
You're right.
Oh, God.
Come on, brother.
I can't borrow it from you.
No.
And you can't get any of it from me.
That's right, brother. Bless him.
I can be an inspiration to you, but you've got to get your own oil.
Glory be to God.
It comes from God. It comes through prayer, repentance,
you, Lord.
And opening
you.
Your soul to the Lord for Him to save it and fill it. Listen, but the wise answered the foolish, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. We made sure, you other virgins, we made sure and got it for ourselves because we realized we knew the bridegroom Jesus was coming. We knew it, that it would be soon, and he wasn't about, and we wasn't about to let our light go out and not be able to meet him.
Thank you, Lord.
We didn't want to miss his coming and be left behind because we didn't have the oil. We went to the seller, the one that sold the oil. We went while we could. We bought it. And not only that,
come on.
We didn't just fill our lamp, but we got extra in a vessel with our lamp to make sure that we would not miss the marriage of the bridegroom in heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
Raise your hands to the Lord. Holy God, I don't want to miss it. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Honest, I feel today, Sister Anita, I feel today, Sister Maria, if the trumpet sounds, I will hear it. I will hear Jesus shout with a loud shout. Come up hither, my bride. Come away, my fair one. I've come to get you, to take you to the Father's house. How many here today have made up your mind? Maybe you've been in this way for years and years, but you still see the seriousness of being ready, and you read your Bible, and you pray every day. This could be the day, Brother Ronnie, that the Lord comes again. Ain't he real? I said the Holy Ghost is real, and he's a stirring of the bride.
Lord.
My Lord,
Thank you, mighty God.
Come on. Oh,
he's stirring.
Yes.
He's stirring. You got to see your need.
Yes.
You have to see that need.
That's right.
Oh, God. Oh, can I tell everybody? This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It'll not always be offered.
Come on.
The oil is for sale right now. It can't be purchased with money, silver, and gold. But you can get it down on your knees in prayer and repentance. Oh, the oil is for sale. God's got it for you right now before Jesus comes. And if you miss this opportunity, it'll be gone from you forever. When Christ returns and the church is taken away and you're left behind. Look at verse 10. And while the foolish went to buy. That's while they went to buy. The bridegroom came.
Yes.
And they that were what?
Ready.
Say it again.
Ready.
Ready. Went in with him to the marriage and the door was what?
Shut.
Can you say, oh Lord, I want to go in. I want to go with Jesus. I want to go to heaven. Right here. Afterward, came also the other virgin saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. The only way the Lord knows you is if you have his spirit in your heart. And you will know it and you'll feel it. There will be a love down deep inside of you. You'll want to serve him and live for him. Jesus ends it by saying, watch ye therefore, for ye know neither the day or the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh.
Amen.
Now, to one of my specialties, I like making up a story.
Yeah.
How many wants to hear this one?
Yeah.
Ginger, you want to hear this one? Oh, God. I got an imagination. I really, really do. I got one. I typed this today. Here it is. I made up a little story about these 10 virgins. I'd like to look at it from a store owner's perspective. A man who ran the store that sold the virgins their lamps and their oil. I wonder what this man could tell us when the 5 foolish virgins came into his store to buy their oil when their lamps had gone out. Remember the loud cry that had gone out at midnight, behold, the bridegroom cometh. They all rose up and found both their vessel and lamp was empty. The 5 foolish, no fire, no light. Now we find them now at the store, rushing in to buy their oil. Little did they know that the Lord Jesus now had already come and taken the wise virgins that were ready, took them away with him. Picture this. I want you to picture it. Go in this store with me. Looking through the salesman's eyes, what would have been his story? What would he have said to those 5 foolish virgins? Could it have been and went like this? My. I haven't seen much of you all lately.
Come on.
Come on.
Huh?
Come on.
It's been a few weeks, matter of fact, since I've seen you all.
Bless the Lord.
Worthy men. We're worthy. Oh, God. That other group was in here 2 or 3 times a week. The wise virgins, they came through my door. They got their buggy. They shoved it back through the aisle. And they loaded the buggy full of oil. I saw them 2 to 3 times a week.
Come on.
Where have you all been?
Come on.
Come on.
Oh, God. Their faces, that salesman, that owner says, he tells the foolish virgins, he says their faces were lit up with an inner assurance when they came in through my door. I've never seen such joy. I can actually feel their excitement and their expectation. Matter of fact, I still feel it. They have left an influence on me. I stood up here at this cash register and could see them back there in the aisle grabbing the oil off from the shelf. And I tuned my ear. I listened to them back there as they talked. I listened to them talking while they filled their cart. I could sense it.
Oh, God.
I could sense it that they were expecting somebody very important that was coming. Yeah. Woo-hoo. They were telling each other that they had to be ready. It sounded like a prayer to me as they was back there conversing, grabbing the bottles of oil and putting it in their buggy. It seems like they had a prayer upon their lips. I seen it in their eyes. I even seen them raising their hand, talking to one another. My Lord, what have they got? What are they so excited about? And I tell you and everybody in this house, the oil, it'll make you excited, it'll fill you with joy, it'll put a hope inside of you. Raise your other hand. I gotta have the oil. Hey, I gotta have the oil. My Lord, I want it. I want that joy. How many can say I want victory, Brother Tommy, in my own life?
Amen.
Cast off the works of darkness and let's put on the armor of light.
Yes.
My Lord, I got to finish this story. Holy
Come on, bro.
You know, honest, I promise you all, if you'll make Jesus personal to you, and when you read your Bible, when you read it, make it personalized to you. That's the way I read and I study. I'll pause right there. I'll pray over a scripture. I want that, Jesus. I want you, Jesus. How many could say, Lord, I want it to be personal to me.
Yes.
Breathe on me, Lord. Breathe on me. It sounded like they were praying back there in my store. I watched them when they got their buggy full. They pushed it up here. I rung them up. They paid me for the oil. And out they went my door in a hurry rejoicing. They were so excited talking about the Lord, they even had me wanting to go with them.
Oh, yes. Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many wants to go with me to my Father's house? Where there's joy. Hallelujah, joy. A sweet joy. Come in with me and let's go to the Father's house. I want something to be an influence on somebody else and an inspiration. How many's got somebody in your mind right now? They've been an inspiration to me, Brother Tommy. They got it. I said they got the oil and they got the light. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
To hear them talking back there in that aisle, grabbing at the oil, it seemed to them, I watched them, listen, it seemed to them a matter of life or death. If I don't have it and I don't get it, I'll die.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
I'll die.
Glory, glory, glory.
My fire will go out.
Thank you, Lord.
I'll perish.
Yes.
Phew. If I do have it, I'll live.
That's right.
I'll live. I'll spiritually live. I'm alive inside. Listen, the store owner now looks the five foolish virgins in their eyes and says, "This is the first time that I've seen you all for a long time. Where have you all been?"
Bless him, Lord.
Oh, we've been busy, man. We've been so tied up with many things. We've had a lot of things on our mind, Mr. Store Owner. There's a lot going on in our life. So now they rush back through the aisle, and with nervousness, they grab off the oil off of the shelf, and they hurry to the front to pay. They were desperate and hurrying, grasping for the last few minutes of time, hoping that they wasn't too late. Knowing how this story ends, as I end, I watch with coldness, Brother Ronnie. I watch with fear and shudder in my soul as I see them running. They're hoping to be let in to the marriage supper of God's Son. The foolish make it all the way to the door, and they find it shut. They hear the sound of joy from the other side of the door. The saints, the bride of Christ, they're all rejoicing. I even hear Jesus, the bridegroom, his voice from inside. He's with them. Oh, listen to that celebration. Listen to the singing and the rejoicing. The five foolish virgins knock. They even beat at the door.
Bless him, Lord.
Let us in. Is anybody in this house feel as serious as
come
it is?
On, yes. Hallelujah. Be
the... Are you in today?
Bless
holy.
You, Lord, and bless you, God.
Holy.
Have your way, Lord.
Are you all the way in? Have you got the oil? Have you got the Holy Ghost? Holy, there's celebration and singing. Oh God, let us in. Please, let us in. They cry out, Lord, Lord, open to us. Then they hear the Lord's voice on the other side saying, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not."
Come on.
The stark reality of this moment jolts them to the very core of their soul like a dead cold weight. It's too late.
Yeah.
It's too late.
Right.
Oh my God, it's too late.
Praise.
Oh God, it's too late. As they turn and look at one another, they cry, "Oh God, we had our chance like the others. Oh, that the others had, but we didn't take it serious. We let our opportunity slip, and now it's forever gone." Listen, children, as I close, you could never know the coldness unless you were there and feel the hopelessness. There will be millions, Brother George, Brother Ron, millions who will feel it when Jesus comes, and they'll mourn their lost opportunity to get ready and have the Spirit of God in their hearts. Oh God. Oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's pray right now. Precious Jesus, we love you. We love you. We thank you for this beautiful day. Lord, your word is life. It's power. It's courage. It's strength. Your word draws, God. It speaks to our very conscience and our heart. Your parables, Jesus, we read them. We take them serious. Lord, we need you, and we realize every one of us, God, every one of us needs you, and we need the oil.
My Lord.
please, Lord, give us of your oil. We need more of your spirit inside of our hearts, God. Come on, tell him, Lord, I want you to work on me. Holy, holy, holy. Lord, work on me. Work on me, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I need you, Jesus. Have you got the oil? Is your lamp burning? It's nighttime. It's nighttime. The Holy Ghost is typified by the oil all through your Bible. The oil represents the Spirit and the presence of God. How many in the house have got him living and abiding in you? Are you ready? God wants us filled with the holy oil of joy.
Yes.
Can I tell you, the Holy Ghost is power. He will keep you. He'll guide you into all truth. He'll teach you the right from the wrong, what's bad from what's good. Listen, as I close, you cannot overcome the carnal propensities of your flesh and this evil, ungodly world without him.
That's right. Amen.
There are things that are draining people out.
Right.
You can come to church. You can come to church and hear an anointed message and feel the Holy Ghost tugging at your heart. Feel him touching you in your soul. And by the time you go back home and settle back into the same old routine, the Spirit leaks out and your need that you saw and you felt in God's house, it soon leaves you and evaporates. You lost the stir. You have lost the seriousness of being saved and getting yourself ready for God. I don't want to lose the stir.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't want to lose it. I don't want to slip back in the old ways, do you? And lose my desire. My God. God bless you all. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad for everybody that came.